Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Governor Kristi Noem and Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden addressed conservatives in Rapid City along with the Black Hills Sportsmen in a different meeting. SDPB's Kevin Wooster has been following the governor's trail, even if he's not always allowed into the room. And you can read Wooster's reports online, sdpb.org/Wooster. He's joining me on the phone now. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lori. Hey, I just want to tell you my environment here today. As you know, I'm kind of in a fundraising group with St. Isaac Jobes, the Catholic parish I attend. And unfortunately, they scheduled the meetings for the same time as I'm on the radio. So I come to the meeting weekly, this group that's trying to raise funds. And then I have to leave the meeting and finding a quiet place, sometimes in a busy little North End Rapid parish, can be difficult. So today I'm sitting in the confessional.
Oh,
and it's very quiet in here. And I just wanted to know if there's anything you'd like to talk to me about.
There's a big payoff to that story there. Yes, tell us how confessionals work.
Well,
non-Catholics want to know what the role of a confessional is in life in general.
This is an older one, you know, and most of them here where you would come in and you would kneel down and there would be the kind of the grated window and you would kneel before it. And the priest would be in the dark on the other side and you'd be kind of in the semi-dark on this side and you'd open it up and you couldn't see him and he could kind of see you. And then you would tell him the things that you didn't want to tell him, especially when you were a 14-year-old boy. I won't get into specifics. And so now they have that option, which I was just looking, and the kneeler is kind of dusty and there's a dead fly on it, and it looks like it doesn't get a lot of use. And then they have the more open confessional where you go around, and they call it reconciliation now.
Okay.
Confessional apparently had too much to do with guilt and those kinds of things, and I still call it going to confession. But you can go around, and most people do go around and sit face-to-face and talk to the priest now. So I'm sitting in here and I'm looking at the vestments and thinking maybe I could put them on and we could chat.
Or not. I'm all in. All right. Okay. And we could probably have a broader conversation about just the role of sitting down and talking to somebody about maybe the things that you wish you hadn't done.
Well, and it's so much different than it used to be, you know, because it used to really be a difficult process and a kind of scary process, especially for kids, and maybe it still is, but now it's more of a conversation about how are you living your life, and especially with the priest here is, you know, are you allowing your ego to get in the way of your relationship with people that matter to you? Are you putting others, yourself before others?
Yeah.
And it's, to me, it's a wonderful process. I know some people think it's weird and don't understand it, but I certainly do and like it, embrace it. So
yeah. All right. Well, let's talk.
And there were no confessions at the Wingnuts.
There were no confessions, but you have to you have to wonder if there had been a confession before the meeting or after the meeting. How does it? You know, I mean, I'm kind of being serious. Like, how does it change a meeting if people go in and before they go in they do something that has meaning to them, whether it's, you know, a prayer for someone who that has meaning to, or a, you know, some yoga. I don't know. Let's all take a breath, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and I always tell people who don't believe in prayer, well, just consider it meditation. You know, if prayer doesn't work for you, consider it good thoughts. Consider it centering yourself, you know. And I would certainly think anybody who goes into a situation that might be high stress or conflict, you know, centered, would do better if they somehow centered themselves one way or the other. And I don't think that's what Bill Napoli's looking for. I think in a lot of people that go to the Wingnuts, as you mentioned, self-proclaimed Wingnuts. It's not like we're putting that title on.
Yeah, I'm not calling them the Wingnuts.
This
is what they call themselves. And what kind of group is this? Like, well, they meet frequently. So there's a strong organizational feature to this.
Oh, there is. And they meet weekly at the Eagles Eyrie and Airy. And Bill Napoli, the former state senator, who was at one point an assistant leader in the legislature, you know, in one of the bodies. I can't remember if it was the senator or the House. He was in both. But is also a maverick and an outspoken guy and a potential almost ran for governor back in the day. And he's kind of a spokesman for these disaffected conservatives who feel like they don't always get the respect they deserve in the party. And they gather and have speakers and have pretty spirited discussions. They're very conservative. You know, they're very worried about immigration. They're very, you know, absolutely anti-abortion and pro-guns and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And Napoli's outspoken and kind of mouthy, and his mouth gets him in trouble sometimes, or it has, but that doesn't seem to bother him. And So it was an interesting place. Gnome has been at the Wing Nuts before, and so has Roden, but I don't think she wasn't governor yet then, and I think Roden came before he was lieutenant governor too. So,
and no media is allowed. Tell us a little bit about that.
No media was allowed, although Bob Newland got in. And you know, most people know Newland as a former Libertarian candidate for governor and attorney general, who had my favorite of all time campaign slogan when he ran for attorney general: "At least I'm not a lawyer." And he was there, and has a certain perspective, and he took some notes. And I doubt if Bob will ever make it back into another Wing Nuts meeting, because I don't really think they knew who he was, most of them. And I think they know now because he wrote about it on Corey Heidelberger's blog. So,
and that's what's the role of, maybe secrecy is not the right word. Is it the right word? What's the role of, you know, hey, you can't talk about what we are talking about here?
That's a good question. You know, when I saw on Bob Newland's Facebook page that he was going, and he put a thing up there from Bill Napoli that said, you know, here's the meeting, Gnome's coming. The seats will go to the loyal Wing Nuts first, and so get there early, and no media will be allowed. And his argument there, Napoli's argument, is so that people can speak frankly, and frankly, let's be honest, there are some people in that room, maybe the majority, who don't really trust the media, including me. I think Napoli and I have a pretty good relationship, but I don't necessarily have that kind of a relationship with everyone in there. Although I was the guest speaker once years ago when I was working for the Rapid City Journal, and it went pretty well. I didn't get jumped or anything.
What do we know about how this meeting went?
Basically, just what Newland reported, and I was allowed, I asked Bill when I went in, you know, a couple of people said no media because they recognized me, and yeah. I asked Bill if I could just stay and at least shoot a picture, and I shot kind of a fun picture, I thought, of Christy smiling back at me and the group in the background. And then I was, you know, it was time for me to leave. And so we have Newland's report and some reports that have followed on Facebook on Napoli's own page because of the discussion that started because of what some thought was a rude behavior by Bill Napoli towards Christy Gnome and especially towards Larry Roden, which apparently, and I don't think there's any disputing this by Napoli, he told Roden to sit down and shut up when he tried to speak on behalf of Gnome. And he called, you know, basically told Gnome that she wasn't respecting the legislature based on what he'd seen this session and said she was nothing but a Bill Jenkel with long hair. You can decide if that was a pejorative in one way or another or not, but it's pretty typical Bill Napoli rhetoric.
Hmm. All right. So what are some of the main issues that they had, you know, that they were taking umbrage with? Was there a particular, was it just in general, we don't like your behavior, or was there something specific that they don't like that she did?
Well, I would say, first of all, they liked the fact that a governor came there. I was trying to get, and I haven't been able to talk to Bill since then to find out if there's ever been a sitting governor at the Wing Nuts, but I can't imagine there has. And so I think they would have liked the fact that she showed up. And I think, you know, the same with the sportsman, liked that. She went into an area that she knew she was going to be challenged, and she willingly went in and had a good exchange. And based on what I've understood from talking to people and what I've read from Newland's piece and what I've seen on Facebook, most of the meeting went well. And they talked about issues. There was some unhappiness there with her opposition to the hemp, you know, industrial hemp, because I think probably many of the people in that room liked that idea, maybe not all. And there was some concern about the fact that maybe she was acting a little too much like people perceive Bill Jenkel as acting like, you know, dictator-like, and sometimes that perception was true and other times not. And so they had a conversation about that. And plus, there's just a built-in friction between this group of what I call conservative mavericks or maverick conservatives and Gnome, who is fairly conservative, has some maverick style herself, but is obviously as governor and as part of the Republican machine. There's going to be some conflict there between that person and the Wing Nuts.
So how much of this do you think is because it's the beginning of her administration and this is the time to try to rattle her and see, you know, how can we shake her right now? So she's, you know what I'm saying? Is there a political play here?
There could be. She's pretty hard to shake.
Right?
I mean, and that goes back to 2010 when I didn't think she could survive the debates against Stephanie Hirsch-Sandlin, and she's arrived very well and did very well and has done well since. So she, if that was the goal, it didn't work very well. I think there was a moment there when she was perplexed, and you could say shaken a little when Napoli was saying that she didn't respect the system. But I think, you know, part of it is I think there was a sense of pride there among the Rapid City wing nuts, and I do use the term because they do, that she was there, that they had a governor came to their place. And I think part of what she was doing there was at least showing respect to the group. And you can categorize them however you want to, but they meet every week, and they have an effect on elections out here, and they're a force to be reckoned with in some ways. And there were a number of legislators there, you know, sitting state legislators that are part of the wing nuts. So, you know, it was she had reason to go there, and they certainly had reason to invite her other than just Napoli's entertainment value.
And what's the fallout or the potential consequences of telling the lieutenant governor to sit down and shut up? You know, I mean, is that just because that gets out? And is that just for show in the room?
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, and seems like
us,
it's
given us, you know, but Napoli has never been afraid of what seems like bad ideas before. Yeah. And that's his show out there, and he runs it that way. And I have to look into it a little bit, but Bill Napoli and Larry Roden served in the legislature together. They both had leadership positions at one time or another. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there was some conflict between them at some point. You know, they're both fairly strong-willed West River folks, and Roden, I would say, has been tied closer to the administration and to the system, and Napoli has been outside of it mostly, so that could be part of it. I need to find out more about that. Yeah. I know Larry Roden is a large man, and I would certainly be careful what I said to him. I always joke that every time Roden's in the room, then they have an extra security officer there just in case they need him.
Well, then what I'm wondering, too, is just this whole notion of civil conversation and how we speak to each other in the first place, and that just seems to be beyond the pale to me. But I wasn't in the room. We don't know exactly how it unfolded.
Yeah, Bill Napoli's not big on civil conversation.
Got it.
I think he would tell you that you know, he considers himself a straight shooter. And in some ways, in that whole Trump thing, we can have those conversations about what's political, being politically correct, what isn't, and what's just simple rudeness and simple bad manners and mean-spiritedness. But that was, he's not second guessing what he did, I think, by any means. And that just kind of builds his reputation among that group and a little bit beyond it.
All right.
But
so
she was, her people say she's fine with it. She goes to engage, and I wouldn't be surprised if she'd go back.
Yeah. All right. You can read more at sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, how do we close our time in the confessional? Is there something we're supposed to say? Is there a blessing?
10 Hail Marys and try to do better next week.
All right. You help me figure out how to do a Hail Mary next time.
All right.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, Kevin.
See ya.